Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Florida heartbeat law has now saved over 23,000 babies. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I just think about the fight we had here in Florida regarding against Amendment 4, and they were trying to codify abortion into our Constitution, which was horrible. Thankfully, that did not pass. And thankfully, Governor DeSantis had signed into law this heartbeat law in I think it was 2023 he signed that, didn't he? That was all against that, trying to nullify that bill and that law. But the results from this have been so encouraging. You know, during the first 7 months after the law took effect, we saw a 28% drop in abortions. That is very encouraging.
Yeah, so here's what happened is there was a case that went up to the Florida Supreme Court challenging a 15-week abortion ban. And the Supreme Court on April the 1st ruled that it was permissible and then overruled a previous 1989 decision of the Florida Supreme Court that was a very liberal abortion opinion. Great decision. Then that allowed this 2023 law to go into effect 30 days after that ruling, which means on May the 1st, 2024, the heartbeat law, the six-week law, went into effect. As a result of that, from May the 1st until the end of December 2024, we know at least 23,297 babies were saved. That's according to data from the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration. And that's as a result of the state's new heartbeat law. So for the first time in 5 years, the abortions of 84,052 in 2023 were down to 60,755 in 2024, a 28% drop. Now you say, is the heartbeat law only dropping abortions by 28%? No, because you had January, February, March, April, where Florida had this basically open season on abortion. And so a lot of abortions happened in those first several months.
Right.
January through April, those first 4 months. Then the heartbeat law goes into effect in May. And it's from May till the end of the year that this significant drop happens. So the amazing thing we'll see is by the end of 2025, what the drop will be.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of 2025, when you have a full year looking at this, this is going to be a significant, significant drop of abortions.
Oh, yeah,
Florida.
Because you think about Florida used to be a destination state, so to speak, for abortions. People would come from other states to have their abortions, to kill their children. And now we're seeing a decrease in that, thankfully. And those out-of-state women were about a third of all the abortions in the South. So now you've got Florida, South Carolina, is it North Carolina? They all have heartbeat laws now. So the South is a safe place for a baby.
Yeah, and up until the decision on April the 1st, 2024, you had Florida as the go-to place to get an abortion because you had all the surrounding states having these pro-life laws, but Florida was open season.
Right.
So, in fact, out-of-state abortions increased because people were coming into Florida from some of these other states and getting abortions. But that stopped with the heartbeat law.
Yeah, now you have Georgia and South Carolina with heartbeat laws, and then also widespread protection in the Southeast, since other neighbors of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana also have all near total abortion bans. So thankfully, the South has become more protective of unborn life and protecting women.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is that you mentioned one third of all abortions in the entire South were occurring in Florida.
They're not coming for Disney World. Yeah.
Before this heartbeat law went into effect.
Awful.
One third. Florida became an abortion destination state. So this is a significant decrease. The Florida heartbeat law also includes other provisions as well. So it's not just that Florida has the six-week heartbeat law, which is amazing. So when the heartbeat is able to be detected, it's really a six-week provision. And you measure it based upon the size of the baby so that there's scientific certainty to the six-week law. And that's when generally the heartbeat between the fifth and the sixth week begins. So it's referred to as the heartbeat law. It's actually a six-week law. So the heartbeat law also provides $30 million in recurring state funding to support pregnant women and their families with items such as the following: clothing, cribs, car seats, formula, diapers, pregnancy testing, counseling for mothers and fathers, mentoring, education materials, pregnancy classes, parenting classes, adoption classes, life skills training, employment readiness, and wellness services. Florida already has 167 crisis pregnancy centers across the state where pregnant women and their families can receive and get the support that they need. And some of this is not just law, which is great to have this heartbeat law, but also, actually Florida is putting real resources to help women during pregnancy and after pregnancy as well. During pregnancy with all the different resources that are available, but also employment readiness.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is just a reminder that elections do matter. You know, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, sent it to the states, that's why it's so important that we elect governors and other legislators that support life. And here in Florida is a great example. DeSantis was really proactive about signing first the 15-week and then the heartbeat law. And then he advocated strongly against the abortion amendment, which are coming back at the next elections.
Yeah. So, you know, you go back to the presidential election with the first term in office of Donald Trump. And because of Donald Trump, he nominated three people to the United States Supreme Court. Those three justices made a difference in the United States Supreme Court, so that by the time we come to 2022, we have a majority opinion to overrule Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus
Casey. Yeah, it really changes the landscape for life. It's great to say, okay, we have a pro-life president, we have a pro-life governor, but you have to continue to be proactive to keep these laws in place.
And then, and, you know, in a similar vein, we had DeSantis's first term for governor. He won only by 30,000 votes against a very liberal LGBTQ, you know, Democratic opponent. And had that person actually won, or whoever won back then, there were three seats vacant that would come available to appoint at the Florida Supreme Court. So the governor's first action, as soon as they're sworn in that first election, they were able to appoint three people to the Florida Supreme Court. And so it would either have been the very liberal Democrat, had that person won, and he lost only by 30,000 votes out of, I think, 8 million plus votes that were cast, we would have a different Supreme Court. We would still have abortion in the Constitution. Florida would still be an abortion destination, no matter what the state did. But DeSantis won. He nominated, he appointed these three justices that changed the complexity of the Florida Supreme Court. Then he spearheaded in the Congress of the state legislature, passed these abortion laws, the 15-week law, the six-week law. He signed that law. And then the Florida Supreme Court upheld the 15-week law and overturned the previous abortion decision from 1989 in a 6-1 decision. 6-1.
But, you know, bottom line, we probably wouldn't have those 23,297 babies alive today, plus more, if all of this hadn't happened. That's the bottom line.
All of
babies.
That working together, prayer, litigating in the courts, going to the poll, electing the right people, supporting legislation, all of that has to work together. And you never, ever, ever give up. So, you know, the other thing is that all of this, we went from being the most extreme state in the nation to the most pro-life in May of 2024 with the six-week law and the
or one of them,
resources
yeah.
mm-hmm. or one of the most pro-life ones. But all of that could have been lost by this abortion initiative that Planned Parenthood and the ACLU pushed. And thank God we won. We defeated that. But what we need is we need legislation that's unassailable and we need it to be morally irrefutable as well. We need to educate pastors and churches and other people, need to educate the community about the beauty of life, the sanctity of life, so that the issue of life is morally irrefutable.
Because these pro-abortion activists will be back.
They'll be back, and we have to be prepared. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.